When the brave Columbus saw the land, he thought it was the India which he had come to seek. So he called it India. Afterwards, when it was found that this was not the country known before as India, it was called the West Indies, and the other India, the East Indies. When the people of the island saw the ships of Columbus, they were very much surprised, for they had never heard of Europe, or of the people who lived there. After filling his ships with treasure got from the natives, Columbus sailed back to Spain. When the other nations of Europe heard of the great discovery of a new world, they wished to share in its riches. Many nations, therefore, sent out ships and men to try to gain possession of part of it. The poor natives were not well treated by many of the people who took their beautiful islands from them. Their new masters used them so cruelly that they were soon almost all destroyed. Negroes were then brought from Africa to the West India Islands and there forced to work as slaves. In this way, there were soon Negro slaves in all the islands. After a long time, some of the islands came into their possession of England. But the English at the time were no better than the other nations in regard to slavery. There were many in England who were engaged in the cruel slave trade. At last, the people of England began to think it was wrong to keep slaves, and a law was made that in all the countries belonging to Britain, every slave should be set free. There are still slaves in the islands which belong to Spain, but there is reason to hope that they will soon all be made free. Meantime, let us rejoice that not a slave now exists in the British dominions. The climate of the West India Islands is very warm, and most of the things grow there which are found in warm countries. The chief articles which we get from the West Indies are bananas, sugar, rum, tobacco, and cotton.